It was time to leave the ocean. My mother had warned me the call would come. She said every mermaid thinks it'll never happen to them. Life is too good in the salty water. Who would ever want to go back to land? But the salt will eventually trigger a siren's desire to procreate, and my time was up. I was swimming through a kelp forest when the realization struck, weaving between the tall stems, the fronds tickling my tail like fingers as I swam by. I didn't know how many years I'd been at sea. I didn't even know how old I was anymore. The salt had faded my human memories almost into oblivion. They seemed more like long-ago dreams than actual events from my past. For weeks I'd been swimming north, instinct taking me back to the shores I last stood on when I had legs and feet instead of a powerful tail. As the temperature of the water dropped, the ocean life changed from bright and tropical to the simpler, less flashy hues of the North Atlantic. I remembered this kelp forest. I'd been here before. It's the last one before the long stretch to the shores of Atlantic Canada. The taste of diesel in the water told me I was approaching a shipping lane, and I descended to cleaner, darker water. Here the sharks were many, some of them triple my size. I swam without fear. Sharks have never given me a reason to fear them, at least not so far. We passed each other at a respectful distance. As I descend to the sandy marine floor, a shape loomed. The tail end of a shipwreck. There are millions of shipwrecks in the world's oceans, and exploring them is one of my greatest pleasures. As I approached, my eyes widened. I've seen many wrecks, but most are small and not much more than junk. This wreck is a leviathan. I tried to remember if I'd ever seen one so big. I drifted over the ocean liner, calculating its size against the Titanic. No, the Titanic was bigger. But still, this ship must have been palatial in its day. As I swam the more than half-kilometer length, my eyes took in the collapsed hull, the crushed ruin of her stern, the exposed ribs of iron beams and timbers, and the jutting bow, still proud. Curiosity tugged at me. It would be so easy to stay and explore. A gaping slash in the bow beckoned me, an easy entry point. How I wanted to swim through the crew's quarters, examine the crushed hallways, shattered chandeliers, and elaborately decorated but rotted ballrooms. This kind of wreck was full of wonder. Once I've found a wreck, I never forget where it is. The ocean was my playground. I pushed the curiosity aside and kept swimming. The hulking wreck disappeared behind me. I promised myself I'd visit her another day. Finding a mate is the most important thing right now, and to do that, I needed to return to the place I last lived as a human, the coastal city of Saltford.